education, entertainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to our special Help the Parents Telethon. Kent Colburn, Chad Pyle, Brandon Disney's on assignment in Colorado.
I guess we're kind of helping the kids too, right?
Oh, of course.
They may not think you're helping them, but you're
welcome. Absolutely. And if you've got a large group that you need to address and you need some materials to present, we've actually been approached by a lot of churches and what have you that wanted to try to put together a educational seminar or nights or whatever. Anything we can do to help out folks. If you're involved with a church group and you need some resources, you need some information, you want a speaker, whatever, just let us know. We want to try to educate the masses out there because this is the only time in history we're going to have to deal with this. When our kids become parents, it's not going to be anywhere near as bad.
Right.
Because all of those little tricks that they pulled and they knew about and they grew up with, there's no technology curve that they're behind because they were born into it. So really, this is the only generation we got to worry about this with, hopefully. So we have a task. It's pretty enormous, but we're going to get her done there. So before we go back to the phones, how about, hang on.
I'll do a synopsis of the whole newsletter because I kind of focused on the topic today for.
Okay.
And so the tip of the week this week, if you don't want to lug your computer down to a data doctor's and you don't want to go to our website or something, if you're subscribed to our newsletter, the tip is to check your PC for inappropriate content. Now, it's not going to be nearly as effective as anything that we do in the stores, but it will at least allow you to get a glimpse into what's been accessed and...
Yeah, it does like a deep scan of every directory, including if they try to hide stuff from you with a hidden archive switch, where they actually can hide the thing.
Right.
It'll actually go through and look for that. Now, it's important that mom and dad, you know that you're logged in as like the primary, the administrator user, so that you can see all the files.
Right. But yeah, you can check that out. Also, the shortcut of the week, which is Win Key plus F, or the Windows Key plus F, which allows you to do the find function on your computer, which... is kind of congruent with the tip of the week. Parental Control Education Kit. We talked about that a lot.
Yeah,
come into the store.
It's our safe surfing guide, yes.
Kids Like the Internet. Another article. The 9 out of 10 kids are using the internet now. About 66% of adults are using it. So
More kids than adults, yeah.
Right.
What's our Geek Speak of the Week?
Geek Speak of the Week is FUBAR.
FUBAR? That's old military stuff.
Well, apparently it is, but techs use it a lot too for...
They've modified it from the original unerrable version that the military used. Right.
Right. But we'll call it Fouled Up Beyond All Repair,
yes,
or Recognition.
FUBAR,
but
yes.
It's also something you might find in an instant message conversation.
Yeah, but so when you see that, you kind of know what that is. What that's about. What about our download of the week?
Download of the week is My Web Browser. Now, this is a download that's going to be directed to younger kids, but it's a web browser that's specifically designed for, I would say, 10 or below, and it's a nice graphical, big buttons, and it also does filtering so that it makes sure that your kids aren't going anywhere.
So it's a way for them to surf and search, but do it much safer.
Right. And it allows them to learn how to use the computer while they're surfing.
With a little less risk.
Yeah. If you go to the link, you'll see screenshots of what it looks like. It's awesome.
And don't forget, we have posted on our website, datadoctors.com, in the radio show section, how to change the default setting in both Google and MSN search so that it filters out those kind. You know, when you're searching in Google, it'll actually filter out adult content.
Right.
In the search engine itself. So it's not, it's not going to be, I mean, the kids can go back in there and turn it back off, but it's something for you, especially with the younger kids, can do. None of this technology, by the way, and I don't want to imply that any of this technology is going to babysit your child.
Right.
Even though, like, Cyber Patrol, which is one of the parental control programs we use, even though it can actually restrict when the child can be on the computer by time, and you can actually say no more than 2 hours a day or anything like that, it's still no substitute for getting involved. So please, mom and dad, don't think that any of these things that we're telling you gives you the the luxury of just saying, all right, I got it taken care of. I don't have to learn anything more.
Go crazy.
It's a lifetime of learning, folks. You let this into your house, you've got to do it or else you're going to pay the consequences. All right, we've got another half an hour to go. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle. We got lots more information. George, Kevin, Greg, Kevin. Two Kevins. Waiting on hold, please. If you'll hold through the break, we will take your call as soon as we get back.